about that wide and had a short handle called Corn Scoop. And we had...
Something that you cut wood. It might look like this. You put wood on there to cut it. Saw it.
Now, we had nothing like that on the farm when I was growing up. You would lay one up on a stick up on another stick or something. I've seen those in books, but we never had one.
I wonder what they might be called in this area.
I don't know.
And this thing the carpenters use, an A-frame, and they stretch it. You put a plank on two of them. Or an A-frame. It's a saw bench or saw horse.
Saw horse. Yeah. Yeah, they had the saw horses. And then they had wedges they used in cutting post. They would to split a tree trunk that they'd saw off into a log length. They would put wedges in and drive them in to split the tree open and to split it into the post. They had different type wedges. You had a double blade axe and a single blade axe. And you had a pitchfork that was used for in the hand. And you hay hook, that was a little crooked thing you used to lift the hay off the wagon when they started baling the hay to get it up into the barn.
How about driving a post, driving a nail?
Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
They had a sledgehammer, and a crowbar was a iron thing that was crooked that had end on it like a hammer. To use to pull nails and steeples out, called crowbar, prizing anything open.
How would you sharpen an axe when it got dull?
They put it on a...
Or a knife in the kitchen.
No, the knife was filed with a... Just a file was, so long, so wide to file it with. Or we had a... It was a stone. What was that little stone called?
Was it small?
Whetstone.
Whetstone.
Whetstone. Uh-huh. We had a whetstone we used on the knives. But we had a grinding wheel that they used on the axe. It was fastened on something. You turn the handle and this wheel turned. I don't remember what it was called. I cannot remember.
Did you ever hear grind rock before?
It was not called a grind rock.
Grind stone or grind stone or grind rock or grind rock, something like that.
I think grinding stone.
Mm-hmm.
It completely leaves me.
Uh-huh.
But I know we had one, I had to turn it.
Mm-hmm. How about your father's razor? How did he get that sharp?
Oh, he whetted his razor on a razor strop. And that was a piece of leather, about so long, and it had a handle at this end to hold on to and something to fasten onto a hook on the wall, and he stropped his razor.
I see. And when he shaved, how would he lather up?
Shaving brush. Had a shaving brush and a mug. Shaving mug. His own mug.
Or?
Oh, they were there all night. Oh, things back in time.
One of the most pleasant memories of my childhood is the barber shop, and every leading citizen in town had his own mug. It must have been almost as large as one of those bookcases.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of them.
And, every only the best people in town had their own mugs.
Own mugs.
Very ornate, very fancy.
Yeah.
How about